Sunday morning, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I have something for you up here, but we'll do that in a little bit. This is Sunday, June the 16th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This word is called the shift. The shift from one age to another is coming, and with it you will see many changes. Dark to light, death to life. For in my kingdom there is no death, but only life. As the purging takes place, Amos talks about judgment running down like a mighty stream, and righteousness is water, raining down like water. You have never seen this place without the oppression. You will begin to see just how much of a cloud you have been under, just how much has been Satan's obstruction. Yes, it's not just the Democrats that have just obstructed the president. It is a spirit of obstruction trying to obstruct the kingdom of God and to push into play the kingdom of darkness. Yes, the left, the obstructions, are taking their cues from Satan, the master of obstruction. The days of the manifestation of the kingdom of God is upon you. People will begin to revive and get well. People will live longer. Prosperity will flow. Freedom will ring. I will again be worshipped in America. My church will be about my business and taking the gospel into all the nations. You will stand in awe at what you will see naturally and spiritually, the glory. As the church passes into the kingdom age, let's look at this. This is Isaiah 65:20. There shall no more be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who dies prematurely. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner who dies when only 100 years old shall be thought only a child, cut off because he is accursed. This is the difference in the kingdoms that we're going to see. Under the glory, death and destruction will not be able to operate. Okay, with that being said, the Lord gives me words and I put them back. I never look at my material again until I stand up here. I don't look at it. I take it the way He gives it to me. Unless He brings me back to it to add something to it, I usually don't look at it until I'm standing here. And this morning, or yesterday, the Lord spoke to me something. He said, you've got a word about, He said the reset, but it was the shift was what it was. I was standing at my sink yesterday, and I heard this, that the end of days is going to be just like Joseph. You'll have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of, that'll be Jacob's week. And I want to elaborate on that this morning because it kind of set me back. Because the context in which the Lord put it to me, it said to me, we have 14 years. Okay, what did I do with those? Here it is. While I'm getting ready this morning, the rest of it came. The title of this is 14 years, the end. Joseph, the 7 prosperous years, he stood before Pharaoh. Pharaoh had a dream. He interpreted the dream. The dream was about 7 prosperous years and 7 years of famine. God moves in cycles of 7. You can read it all throughout the Old and New Testament. Okay, Egypt had provision in the 7 lean years. Egypt was the place to be, the place to go during that time. Okay, the lean years is the Antichrist, Jacob's 1 week, or his week of trouble. Okay, the reset. The Lord said to me, this will start at the reset. The reset is the draining of the swamp, the Patriots in control. The USA will have provision for the 7 years of Antichrist rule. Timing of the rest, the count, timing of the reset will start the countdown. Now, we don't know that our president will be the one to do the reset. It may be the next one. We don't know that timeline. I was asking Laura, I said, what about the timeline? That's just what bothers me to even say anything. Because you know about people that set times on the end times and the years and everything. There will be two sides, good versus evil, the sheep versus the goats, during that 7 years. Much evil is here. A reset must happen for the earth and its people to even have a chance. It's gotten so evil. Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. It was so bad in Noah's day, he was the only man that didn't have a polluted bloodline. He was the last man standing in his generation. It was because he followed God. He said, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What happened in Noah's day? Wicked removed, righteous rescued. The story of Joseph is a type and shadow of the end of days as you know it. There was a former word the Lord gave me, he brought up to me about, called cities of refuge. It was about end times and cities of refuge. The seven prosperous years, wisdom will be imparted to be ready for the next seven. Jesera Nasera was signed into law in 2000. It has been delayed until the proper time, is what the Lord says. It was signed in by Bill Clinton in 2000. And they've tried and tried and tried and tried. The morning of 9/11, 9 o'clock in the morning, it was at Ralph Nader. He was supposed to announce the reset. And guess what happened? 9/11. They stole all our gold. What do you think that gold was for? Nasera. And I believe with all my heart, as the Lord was ministering this to me, that during these 7 years, as the reset starts, this will be that end time harvest. It'll be where we'll have a lot of provision, a lot of avenues to be able to go out and get the harvest won, because when the 7 years hit, it's not going to be as easy. But it's going to be black and white. There'll be no more in between. It'll be, these are Antichrist's kingdom, this is God's kingdom, period. Personally, I've heard many say, oh, we got quite a few more years. I've even heard other prophets say that. And that the Hebrew year is what, 5780, something like that. Well, the thing is, Israel has been off their land more than they've been on their land, and they have not kept. They're the timekeepers. We're supposed to be watching Israel as far as end times. They have been off of their land more than on their land, so they have missed so many of God's occasions on his calendar called the Moabs. Those are God's set places, his feast days on the calendars. Until those are all fulfilled, he's not going to come back. And if they've kept the time right, like they should have, keeping God's calendar, I don't know. Only he knows the timeline. Like I said, I don't know when this reset will finally come. Maybe it will be delayed for a space of time. But he's just giving wisdom about how it's going to come down. And we'll see. Pray about it. If I've missed it here, I'm sure big enough to stand up and say I missed it here. I didn't have full understanding. Because I wasn't going to bring this today, and this morning the Lord began to speak to me again about it. Gabe filled in a little few of the blanks. So, anyway, regardless, we don't got a lot of time. So, we're going to have to be about the Master's business. Listening to him, getting wisdom from him, because he's going to rescue us. He's going to keep us. But we got to listen to him. We got to move when he says move. If he, like with Joseph, when he stepped up as chancellor, God gave him wisdom to stockpile Egypt with grain and all those things so that the people didn't starve during these lean years, where even though the United States will be in pact with Israel and they won't be under any Christ rule, and there's some other nations that won't either, getting the things you need might be not as easy. That's why if you see God's long-term plan, President Trump bringing all the manufacturing back to the United States to where we manufacture everything. We don't need anything. They need us, but we don't need them. Isn't that the way Egypt was? Everybody went down to Egypt. They had a need. We got to go to Egypt. Yeah. The nation that is the cradle of the gospel, they got to come to Egypt. It's a rescue. It's going to be a place of refuge, rescue during that time. Okay.